You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
No mai hoki, mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. A petition was recently launched by Te Taiao o Kawhia Moana, a group dedicated to the protection and conservation of the Kawhia Harbour, calling on the Ōtorohanga District Council to remove vehicle access from vulnerable areas of the inner harbour and to support the development of new alternative access infrastructure. The group says that local taonga species and ecosystems are being put at risk by current vehicle access and that the proposed ocean beach accessway would provide a sustainable alternative that would balance community access needs with environmental protection. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to John Forbes, the founding chair of Te Taiao o Kawhia Moana, to discuss the petition and the importance of protecting the harbour. So, to begin, can you please tell us about your petition and your calls to the Ōtorohanga District Council?
Well, Te Taiao Kawhia Moana's petition, really, it because of the harm that vehicles are doing to the environment going to the harbour mouth that's affecting our kaimoana, but in particular the pipi. Also, it's affecting the habitat where the dotterels, the New Zealand dotterels, nest. They are highly endangered, but also to the native grasses, sea grasses that are along the harbour beach frontage that get exposed when the tide goes out. And also too, there's one particular spot that is closer to the Makatū Marae, which is Tainui, that there's some koiwi, ancient bones, that have been exposed, not all by the traffic that passes it, but it's contributing, but some of it is caused by ocean erosion, but all the same they are threatened, and that's creating a little bit of a concern to our people.
Right. So the next question I wanted to ask is, can you tell us about the alternative access infrastructure that should be constructed around the harbour instead?
That's a good question, because Tainui Kawhia Corporation realised, you know, it's all right to jump up and down and stop there and be part of stopping the traffic. And they've offered, and the Ōtorohanga District Council have been well informed of this, but also the Waikato Regional Council, that there's an alternative option, because one of the things that the public really target for to go and see and enjoy is the Te Puia Springs that is in the sand that you can self dig and bathe in the warm thermal spring. You know that it's tidal. So TKI has offered to let access be. But once the permit has happened, then they are obligated to financially help to keep those pathways open. And, well, TKI is, you know, it's giving up its land for that, and it's Māori land. And, you know, we've been taken advantage of quite a bit, we feel. And so that is part of the problem. And it's only for the wheels, vehicles like from side by side and quads and motorbikes. They're the only wheeled vehicles that we wish to get down onto the beach, not these big four-wheel drives that recently there's been big four-wheel drives trapped on the coming around the inner harbour from the head, and actually been destroyed by the rising tide. So, you know, you're talking of many. I'm not talking hundreds, but many. You know, it's getting up into, it's well and truly in the double figure, you know, like up into around the 40 or 50 a year. And that's quite a number of vehicles. And the oil that that comes out, when the tide and stuff happens, is harmful to the ecology of our harbour. But getting back to the easement part, that has been an offer that has been offered the Otorohanga District Council, but they've been locked into the idea that the inner harbour is a highway. But I wonder if they'd make it a highway if it had been general title and the person who owned it jumped up and down. I don't think that would happen, but they wouldn't have that problem because they'd be able to resort to the King's Chain. Well, the King's Chain doesn't exist on Māori title coastal blocks that go right up against the, that are coast, because quite often now that the erosion that does happen, the titles are still locked where they were. If it's out in the sea, it's out in the sea. So the erosion that happened doesn't affect where the land boundary is. It stays exactly where it was first mapped. So that's really the our understanding.
So my next question is, how feasible would it be, or how long would it take for the proposed Ocean Beach access way to be completed?
As soon as the easement is legally done. That the board, TKI have already are willing to address this problem immediately. So it's really up to the Otorohanga District Council or the Waikato Regional Council jointly to actually action. Because I must say that in terms of the Otorohanga District Council, their responsibility is really the harbour, and the Waikato Regional Council is the ocean beach. But because of the tourists and stuff like that, by default, the Otorohanga District Council is involved. The land in question, not the ocean beach, is the land between the end of the road, the area that we call the Tom French Grove. From there down onto the ocean beach is Tainui Kapia Incorporation land, and then there's another strip that we're making for, we're allowing to allow a vehicle access, for emergency vehicles and for side-by-side and quads and motorbike. That's it. The Tainui Kapia Corporation and most of the community members have stipulated that they don't want big four-wheel drives on the beach.
Right. And
did
just
I answer your question?
Sorry?
Did I answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. And just to wrap things up, just because we're running out of time here, but are there any further steps that the local government could take to protect the Kawhia Harbour, apart from an alternative beach access?
Oh, yeah, because our biggest concern is the ecology, and that's what it's all about. The ecology and the health of our water. The harbour water means everything to not only to our Māori community, but to our European community as well, public community. So we all the sewage situation, our the health of the harbour is our biggest concern. This is what it's all about, the health of our harbour. Yeah.
And that was John Forbes, founding chair of Te Taiao o Kawhia Moana, talking to us about the group's petition to construct new alternative access infrastructure around the Kawhia Harbour. If you're interested in signing this petition, you can find it at our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Protecting the Kawhia Harbour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.